driveway, backed up to a fire on a tailgate, feet on the dashboard. Oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me. Ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
Thanks for listening to The Casey Clark Show. New Country 93.5.
We were one drag off a cigarette. Now we didn't smoke, but we wanted to be cool. We were small town kids, all vintage, just a couple hallway famous fools. We were way overconfident. We were in love and loving it. We were radio junkies, throwback country, suckers for the old school. I'm thinking that every time you smell sunscreen, baby, do you see me dancing on a Bama beach? Do you smile at the thought of it? Do you ever just reminisce? Do you see an old photo? Wish it was more than just another TBT. I'm thinking about those days, these days. I'm thinking about a 98 Chevrolet. Big IDs, low-key in dive bars. The backstreets, backseats, and park cars. I'm thinking about
Toronto's New Country, 93.5. Great to have you along. We're going to have a serious, serious discussion about the word loyalty.
Yes. I honestly think it means different things to different people.
Like, have you watched the, what is it, Billionaires? Is it Billionaires? Boardwalk? What am I saying?
Oh, no, I know what you're talking. Succession.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes. Okay. And that series is all about loyalty.
Right, because it's a family business.
Yeah.
Is it sort of like Yellowstone in that kind of realm of
but
things?
Richer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is. And Yellowstone, same thing about loyalty.
Right. By the way, I haven't seen either of those.
So are you a loyal person? And if you think you are, why? Coming up.
Don't need no five-star reservations. I got spaghetti and a cheap bottle of wine. Don't need no concert in the city. I got a stereo and the best of Patsy Cline. Ain't got no caviar, no Dom Perignon. But as far as I can see, I got everything. The woman I love laying in my bed, and it's alright, alright. I got shoes under my feet forever, and the eyes staring back at me, and it's alright, alright. Yeah, I got all
down to the river. Lay on a blanket and stare up at the moon. It may not be no French Riviera, but it's all the same to me as long as I'm with you. Maybe a simple life, but that's okay, yeah. If you ask me, baby, I think I've got it made. Cause I got a roof over my head, the woman I love laying in my bed, and it's alright, alright. I got shoes under my feet, forever in the eye staring back at me, and it's alright, alright. Yeah, I got all I need, and it's alright by
continuous country hits on your radio, smart speaker, tablet, or phone. New Country 93.5.
Hey, how you been? I ain't seen you since last summer. I'm doing good as I look. Have you heard from her? I heard she took a new job out in Colorado. She's moving out there in a couple weeks from tomorrow. I bet she won't, but if she asks if I'm back on my feet. You didn't hear it from me, but my coffee's full of whiskey. My bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. Every song I hear's about her. I'm losing it without her. I ain't slept in buddies or the bartender that I've been on a breaking down hill and back bender. I'm worse off than I thought I could be. I was wrong, she was right. You didn't hear it from me, but my coffee's full of whiskey. My bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. Every song I hear's about her. I'm losing it without her. I ain't slept an hour the last 3 nights. You can tell her all my friends are getting worried about me. Tell her I ain't overheard some word on the street. Moving on, I'm nowhere near. But you didn't hear it from me. If my name comes up next time you run into her, don't say where, just say you heard that my car. He's full of whiskey, my bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. If song I hear's about her, no, I can't live without her. I ain't slept an hour the last 3 nights. You can tell her all my friends are getting worried about me. Tell her I ain't overheard the word on the street. Moving on, I'm nowhere near, but you didn't hear it from me.
New Country 93.5. Well, let's talk about loyalty. Oh, by the way, great to have you here. Listen, if you miss any of this silliness, we put it all together in a podcast for you, and you can grab that, download it, flip it. I don't know. Wherever you do your podcasty things.
Flip it. Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's on Spotify. Also, check out our socials for the links to the podcast.
So loyalty, here's an interesting word, right? A word that has been used to describe a lot of things over a lot of years. And I feel that depending on what topic of loyalty you're talking about, mm-hmm. it kind of bends a little bit. Because I'm thinking about loyalty for, let's say, your place of work versus, you know, friendship and stuff like that.
Right, right. Oh, I think that's vastly different for a lot of people. I think loyalty at work has changed so much in recent years. But, you know, I think we'd all like to think that we're pretty loyal when it comes to our loved ones.
Yeah, I think that's a no-brainer,
mm-hmm.
as it should be. But do you consider yourself overall a loyal person?
I kind of think so. I think there's some examples in my life where, you know, if my friend was dating somebody
yeah.
and that their ex like scorned them or was a really bad person, I'm right. not going to talk to them ever
wow.
again.
You know? Really?
And I think that's a sign of loyalty, you know,
holy
that
moly.
Like you kind of cut those people out of your lives because they don't serve you or your friend. I think that's huge.
Huh.
Or is that just petty?
Depending on, you know what, but that's a good point. I mean, depending on what happened.
Yeah, of course, of course, yeah.
But, yeah, that's signs of a good friend, I guess.
I think so, that I'm going to stick with them wherever they go and that I'm always going to side with them. I mean, within reason, but.
Where I think loyalty wanes a little bit is when it comes to the workforce. I don't think there's any loyalty
no,
left.
No.
I really don't.
Mm-hmm. And it goes both ways, like employers aren't loyal to employees either.
Yeah. I mean, it's not to suggest that they're not fair.
Right.
That's something different.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you might be right. I
mean,
they
could just cut you in a second and replace you.
Yeah, they can.
Mm-hmm.
But that's showbiz, baby.
It is showbiz. Yeah.
That really is. And it's a business decision for the most part.
Right.
I mean, there's obviously other issues with you getting let go.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
But when they're downsizing, I don't know. It's such a slippery slope when you start talking about loyalty in the workforce.
I know, yeah.
And it's going to be interesting as well to see the next generation behind, what is that, Alpha?
Yeah.
To see that loyalty or level of, right, in the workforce. I don't think, I think it's going to just disappear altogether.
I think we're all going to get new jobs once every like 3 months. We'll just kind of
wow. But something close
around.
To it, bro. I don't
yeah,
think you're wrong.
I think so because it's just, you know, sometimes you got to move out to move up. And if you're not feeling loyalty from your employer, then you don't have to give it
wow.
back.
Oh, you hear that, Shell? Shelly, do you think you're a loyal person?
Well, I'm a pretty loyal person. Like, I listen to the Casey Clark Show every single
well,
day.
Well, that's pretty good. That's pretty loyal.
Right?
That's a great, wow, I never thought
even
of
it. Even when we steer you away, you
yeah,
always come
I mean,
back there, Shell.
Yeah, I'm always back.
You can't get more loyal than that.
That's right.
It's almost like you're trying to get, I don't know, early release for good behavior.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. So I'm going to say that you're really loyal.
Very loyal,
okay,
yes.
Okay, good. All right.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Listen, Shelly, you're the best. We think you're awesome.
Love you guys, too.
Thanks, Shelly.
Have yourself a great day.
Bye.
Last night, we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I say shit, I don't mean. But I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night.
we break up. I see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull her right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell, I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. We said we'd had enough. I can't remember everything we said, but we said too much. I know you packed your sack and slammed the door right before you left. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night. I know you said this time you really weren't coming back again. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night.
Jelly Roll is coming to Toronto. Sweet. But what's sweeter than a luxury suite full of your group chat besties? Not much. You ain't nothing but a lie. It's the new Country 93.5 group chat giveaway for Jelly Roll. A luxury suite for you and your crew at Scotiabank Arena March 22nd. You don't need to talk to God for a favor this time. Shoot a text to your group chat and your prayers just could be answered. Register your group at newcountry935.com and make sure everyone is listening at 8, 9, noon, 4, and 5. But it's all gonna be alright. If we call out your group chat, anyone in that chat can call in and claim your spot on the finalist list. The group chat giveaway for Jelly Roll. We're all gonna be alright. Only on New Country 93.5.
Fall in love with every drive during the Love Your Drive event at Mercedes-Benz Mississauga. This February, enjoy loyalty lease rates starting from as low as 0% on select models and exceptional cash credits. Take advantage of incredible savings on 2024 and 2025 CLA, GLA, GLC, and GLE SUVs. Visit mbmississauga.ca for all the details. Don't miss your chance. These exclusive offers will last. Find your perfect match today at Mercedes-Benz Mississauga.
You remember seeing this much snow? The snow conditions are here, and we have over 26,000 kilometers of snowmobile trails open. So what could make it even better? How about the best offers we've ever had on Ski-Doo and Lynx snowmobiles? Hi, I'm Jean-Luc Lemire. Our best promotions are on. Choose 0% financing for 5 years or rebates of up to $3,000, or choose no payment for 6 months on remaining 2024 or 2025 Ski-Doos and Lynx. The choice is yours, and the savings are big. Visit us at Energy Power Sports in Oakville today and get on the snow today.
For over 25 years, Access Storage has been supporting our communities from coast to coast, protecting what's important to us. As Canada's leading storage provider, we ask you to buy Canadian, store Canadian, and support local. Access Storage. Buy Canadian, store Canadian.
Showroom. Walk through the stunning grand prize online at PrincessMargaretLotto.com.
Carry the fire. Buy your tickets now at PrincessMargaretLotto.com.
Play responsibly. Raffle number 1426743.
You paid a price when you were seriously injured at work. You shouldn't have to pay to get the compensation you deserve. You need Zwiebel and Associates for WSIB, short and long-term disability claims. Zwiebel and Associates have more than 25 years experience to help you get your lost wages, injury costs, and other compensation. Best part? You only pay if we win. Book your free consultation at ZwiebelandAssociates.ca. That's Z-W-I-E-B-E-L.
Oh no, I can't be out of ink. Not now.
Mega Tank.
Why do I always do this to myself? Ah, what is that printer that comes with 30 times the ink?
Mega Tank.
Yes, it's a Canon. Mega phone?
Mega Tank.
It's a Canon printer. It comes with like $2,000 worth of ink. Prints me over 7,700 color pages.
Mega Tank.
Mega what?
Listen to the voice in your head and get a Canon Mega Tank printer so you don't have to think about ink for a long, long time. Canon Mega Tank printers available at Staples, Best Buy, and Walmart.
Do you need a reliable car or truck, but don't want to pay new car prices?
Then let Abrams Auction help you get a wheel of a deal. Here is your opportunity to save on Abrams' backlog inventory of used and unclaimed vehicles for budget-conscious drivers. With bids starting at just $500, and each car comes complete with driving video and UCDA report. Register now for exclusive auction alerts on available vehicles at abramsauction.ca. That's abramsauction.ca.
Looking for adventure? Then saddle up for excitement with Woodbine Nissan. Here's your chance to upgrade to the adventure-ready 2025 Nissan Rogue S. Lease yours starting from just $11 a day for 30 months and just $2,995 down. Or make a bold statement in the newly redesigned Nissan Kicks S. Just $10 a day with $2,299 down. Visit us at WoodbineNissan.com or 60 Queens Clay Drive, just across from Woodbine Racetrack.
Woodbine Nissan, saddle up and ride.
You're about to join an unforgettable fantasy adventure. Dungeons & Dragons, The Immersive Quest. Discover a groundbreaking immersive experience in the fully interactive fantasy world of Dungeons & Dragons. This is where your story begins. Starting at Square One, Mississauga. Tickets on sale now. Visit dndimmersive.com.
Got rice cooking in the microwave. Got a 3-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. I'm feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced. No, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? Oh, yeah. It's been 15 years since I left home. Said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Gave it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing all right. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A long wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing all right. And it's a great day. Sometimes it's lonely, sometimes it's only me, and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling out. Tattoo. I'll take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's a great day. But why can't every day be just this good?
It's New Country, 93.5. We're talking about loyalty. If you just popped into the show, and if you consider yourself a loyal person or not. I think with the categories of family, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about the category of work.
Yeah, that's a little tougher. And I think it's really easy to just say, yeah, I'm loyal, but like, how do you know you're loyal? Do you really know if you are?
Yeah, are you really? Are you loyal to the company? Mm-hmm. Yeah, really. Yeah. Oh, okay, well, we'll try it coming up.
I came across that ticket stub. Summertime wasn't long enough. Living slow and loving fast. We made magic in that grass. Buying $10 beers, so we sipped them slow. Pulling out the flask when our cups got low. We were living it up in the tin seats. On a blanket, you and me. You were my VIP. Underneath those stars with a kick drum banging a beat. And our hearts went high. Top of the world that night. Helping on steal the kiss between every sip. It was more than enough. We were living it up in the tin seats. Oh, we were living it up. Oh. This concert is like a time machine.
Toronto's New Country, 93.5. If you just jumped into the show, we're talking about loyalty and lack thereof, and or lots of loyalty, for that matter, particularly maybe when it comes to your sports teams.
Oh, definitely. And you will stick with those sports teams through thick and thin when they've had bad seasons, good seasons.
Yeah.
You know what I find is really strange is when you've been cheering for a team. Okay, like, you love the Oilers.
Uh-huh.
We all know this.
Yeah.
What if Connor McDavid left?
Why are you saying that?
I'm just
like, why would, like, why
just
would you why?
Humor me for a second? What if he became a Flame?
Okay.
Like, then would you follow him?
No.
You'd continue to be an Oilers
yes.
fan. And when the Oilers played the Flames, would you despise the Flames as much as you currently do?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So
hey, when Wayne Gretzky got traded to the LA Kings,
right.
I didn't become an LA King fan.
Okay, that's fair. So that is a sign of loyalty
because yeah.
you love the team and
yes.
what the team represents.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with the individual
no.
players. Okay, got
why
it.
Why would you use Connor McDavid? Like, why would you use that?
Why would I hurt you like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, like that just...
Just so, you know, everyone's able to follow the dots on this one.
And by the way, he would never go to Calgary. He would never. No.
Stranger things have happened.
No. He would never go. And here's the reason why. Because if he's going anywhere, it's either going to be probably the Rangers or Toronto. It's not going to be to Calgary.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm leaving the Oilers to go to Calgary. What? Why do you... Who hurt you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. David. Yeah, I don't like that.
I'm sorry.
David, are you a loyal person?
100%. I don't know. I've been at the same job for 15 years, too thick and thin. I've only had 3 jobs in my life, so wow. I consider myself pretty loyal.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Are you loyal in any other aspects, like sports teams, partners, anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Been with my wife for 10 years. Sports teams, yeah. Follow the same sports team for 30 years, too thick and thin.
Oh, yeah.
What team is that?
It's the Red Wings.
What?
What? Why?
I don't know. I've just liked them since I was a kid because I come from the East. So,
okay. Yeah.
That makes no sense, David. Absolutely no sense.
Steve Yzerman was the man. So, yeah. You know.
I think that's an okay choice.
Yeah, fine.
Yep. Not an Oilers fan, that's for sure.
Hey, easy now.
Or a Flame. Or, a Leafs.
Yeah, okay. Wow. Well, by the way, you should be a Leafs fan, but yeah, I'll drop it.
Okay,
just so you know.
I let you drive around my mind. I can't count the times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Played me like a fool, like a fool. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Oh, and now I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. Cause I know you're nothing but a lie. You burned me one too many times. Like a devil in disguise, hiding your true colors. Just leave me alone, keep leading me on. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Holding now, I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. Cause I know. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Hoping now I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. Cause I know you're nothing but a liar.
Hey, psst. Did you know that turning up New Country real loud
fixes almost all your car troubles.
For real?
Yeah. It's true. That ting, 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 ting. Gone.
New Country.
New Country. 93.5.
Let's go, girls.
Like a woman. The girls need a break. Tonight we're gonna take the chance to get out of the town. We don't need romance. We only wanna dance. We're gonna lay our head down. The best. Like a woman. Like a woman.
Spending your day with Toronto's New Country, 93.5.
When you sit down to play with Bodog.net, you won't even need a seat, just the edge of it. You know that's all you need to live every shorthanded breakaway, every perfectly timed one-timer, and every desperation overtime save. Live sports odds, poker tips, and free-to-play casino games. Live for the thrills you can only find at the edge of your seat. Bodog.net. Make a play.
At Oakville Nissan, we just don't sell cars. We drive innovation. Right now, take home the 2025 Nissan Rogue S for just $11 a day, or the 2025 Nissan Kicks S for only $10 a day on a 30-month lease. Plus, get $2,500 cash rebate on the 2024 Nissan Sentra. Smart design, exceptional value, Oakville Nissan. where excitement meets innovation. Visit us today at OakvilleNissan.com.
Lost your job? Don't sign any agreement until you call Kornblum Law at 905-LOST-JOB. Make sure you get what you're owed. Call 905-LOST-JOB today and book a free consultation. Don't sign anything until you do, even if it appears to meet the company's legal obligations. Kornblum Law will review your case for free, and we don't get paid unless you get paid. Call 905-LOST-JOB now. Kornblum Law. Online at lostjob.ca.
Debt relief when you can't repay. CSteveWelker.ca.
The fact you're in debt means you can't spend more money finding a solution, which is good, because with me, you don't have to. I'm Steve Welker, and with my no-cost, no-obligation consultation, I can show you how you can eliminate debt in just 5 minutes, and it won't cost you a dime.
Debt relief when you can't repay. CSteveWelker.ca.
Licensed Insolvency Trustee.
Want to add a little country to your look? Shop authentic cowboy style now at Lamley's Western Wear.
They have Canada's best selection of cowboy boots, hats, and western jeans.
Shop online and enjoy free shipping on orders over $75, plus free exchanges on all Canadian orders. Family owned and operated since 1983, Lamley's is Canada's leader in western wear, including Wrangler, Cinch, Ariette, and more.
Authentic brands for both rural and urban cowboys.
Visit Lamley's.com today.
L-A-M-M-L-E-S.
At Cora, we know that families that agree on everything...
Obviously.
No.
Yeah.
Don't exist. At least not until now. With the new Dish to Share at Cora. Get something everyone can agree on. Finally. Take your pick from omelets, waffles, pancakes, and meats served on a plate to share. Perfect for getting along, right?
Totally.
Yep.
On until April 6th in dining rooms, takeout, and delivery. I do breakfast at Cora Breakfast and Lunch with the new Dish to Share.
Is now a good time to sell? Ask Michelle.
How do we safely show my home?
Ask Michelle.
Is staging that important?
Ask Michelle at Michelle Fraser and RE/MAX Hallmark Fraser Group Realty. With over 25 years of experience, Michelle has the answers that get you the results you need.
Who do I ask?
That's easy. You talk to Michelle. Ask your questions now at michellefraser.com. You have the right questions. Now get the right answers.
Get ready for a road full of adventure. The Toronto Spring Camping and RV Show features the largest selection of RVs for every lifestyle and budget. Visit the biggest RV dealerships, shop the parts and accessories superstore, and book your next camping destination. Enter a draw to win a 7-day RV dream vacation, attend RV lifestyle seminars, and bring your kids to the future camper zone. On-site financing available and plenty of free parking. February 27th to March 2nd at the International Center. Go to thebigrvshow.ca for more details. Find out why the best show to buy is at the big one. Sponsored by Aviva Insurance.
Have you experienced the recently upgraded Buffalo Niagara International Airport yet? New food and concessions, new spaces for arriving passengers, and a bigger and better baggage claim area. And we kept all the great things you've known us for. Your convenient, award-winning airport has many nonstop destinations all over the U.S., plus many low-cost airlines that don't fly in Ontario. See how great your airport experience can be. Visit BuffaloAirport.com today.
You're listening to New Country 93.5, CFXJ-FM.
Yeah!
A Stingray radio station.
You like country? You're in the right place.
Hey there. Have you always wanted to own investment real estate? Hi, I'm Todd C. Slater, the Simple Investor. Join me on Saturday, March the 29th at 11 a.m. for my free Simple Seminar webinar, where I will be giving away 2 down payments for investment properties that will be fully managed, rent every single month, and no tenant interaction. To find out how simple real estate investing can be, go to thesimpleinvestor.com today. The Simple Investor. We make the world of real estate investment simple.
10 tracks to grandma and grandpa's.
30 midnight drives that became lullabies.
40 road trips to find the best fish and chips.
Measure your RAV4's comfort and memories, not just mileage. It's time to Toyota. Lease a 2025 RAV4 LE all-wheel drive from $104 weekly for 36 months at 5.79% with $2,500 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Ontario Toyota dealer today.
Big lift, old roads,
We've been tearing up since way back when, but these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story, and you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put the miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put the miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. All night, no breaks, I'll tell. No gate, ain't gotta try too hard. My baby's pushed to start. All torque, full speed, off-road, on me. 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you. Turn up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows. Know where we're going, we ain't going on. We're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it.
New Country 93.5.
Sasha's info.
The weirdest things people brag about or take way too much pride in, we'll go over those coming up. The Oscars, they're here very soon. These Academy Awards are considered pretty wide open, I guess. Yeah. I mean, the SAGs, the BAFTA, the Golden Globe Awards that were earlier in the award show season, that usually gives us a pretty good indication of who the heavy hitters are, but there hasn't really been a clear favorite, so it'll be interesting to see who wins, obviously.
Right.
That Spanish musical crime drama, Emilia Perez, is up for the most awards with 13. There are 10 films up for Best Picture, including Conclave, The Substance, Wicked, The Brutalist, and the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown. We'll find everything out on Sunday. And here's the thing, I didn't hear a lot about this. I actually had to Google it today, who the host is.
I was just about to ask you.
Yeah, do you not know?
I just looked it up.
Oh, okay. So now you know. It's Conan O'Brien.
Right.
But, like, haven't heard a peep about it.
And an interesting choice, because I'm thinking, and he probably will make fun of this, I'm thinking he wasn't their first choice.
Ooh. Yeah, I could see that, actually. So we'll see. I'm sure he'll do a great job anyway. The dumbest things that people take pride in or, you know, brag about way too much. When people are proud to say that they, this is me, that they don't read. I mean, I don't take pride in it. I realize it's a bit of an issue.
You don't really, eh?
Working themselves to death and not taking time for themselves. I mean, I think we all work with people like that, that run around, they're like, I'm so busy, I'm so busy. And it's like, that's not something to be proud of. Yeah. Have a better balance. And in that same vein, when you brag about not sleeping enough, oh, I only got 3 hours last night. Okay, sleep more. You should.
Wow. Are you going to ask me how many hours I had last night?
Don't brag about it.
I'm not,
it.
You know, I'm not
going
to. Come
on. Being brutally honest, especially when you're just mean. Like, some people are like that. They'll be like, oh, I'm just super honest. I tell it like it is. I call a spade. You know what? There's that, sure. But some people are just mean, and that's not something to be proud of.
What's the difference between being honest and being mean? Is it just the delivery?
Yeah, and when you go out of your way to, like, point something out. When it's like, you could smooth that over a little bit,
timing,
you know?
Timing, perhaps, as well?
Timing is a big thing.
Okay.
For sure. And the performance of, you'll appreciate this, bragging about the performance of sports teams. It's, hey, if you...
No.
If your team is doing well, which, by the way, your team is not right now.
No, they're not.
It's totally okay to be, you know, wear the jersey and be proud of it. But when you start acting like, hey, you were out there on the ice and you scored the game.
Hey, it's a team effort, and it starts with the fan base.
Does it? That's the ground up level that it starts
Name
from?
Name any successful team, and I'll show you a staunch and passionate fan base.
Okay. So you are part of the glory.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. That's your info dump.
I know I might look like another ball cap on a bar stool underneath the PBR line, saying everything under the moon to get you into my arms tonight. Probably heard it all a thousand times, but it ain't what it looks like. Girl, let me tell you what it looks like. And you look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. And you look like wine in a chug bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look gonna wind up missing you. I gotta tell you, baby, I've been the kind of boy your daddy never wanted you to go and fall in love with. The kind of boys are probably done with their dumb shit. I bet you heard the stories and can't say I'm proud of that, but I've turned the page on the old me and now I ain't looking back. Cause crash on me all night. You look like wine in a chug bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing. Missing you in the morning, probably for the next few years. When I look back on it, I'll still see you right here. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a chug bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you.
New Country
93.5. I'm gonna stomp my boots to the neighbors, call the cops. I'm gonna put that boom back into the old boom box. I'll turn the die way up to 10, then we'll turn it up again and wake up every house on the whole damn block. It's the calm before the storm. Don't say I didn't warn you. This ain't no Sunday morning coming down. It's gonna get loud like 12 days, like a shockwave shaking the ground. Loud like a freight train, like the roar of a hometown crowd. Get loud like a speedway, gonna blow these speakers on out. It's the only way we know how. No, we ain't turning down. Gonna get loud. Everybody get sounds good to me. When the sun drops down so low, gon' ride it see. Yeah. Now don't knock it till you try. You're gonna start a riot in this peace and quiet little town. It's gonna get loud like a 12 gauge, like a shockwave.
Canada, it's Zach Top. When I'm in your country, I find my country on New Country.
Well, it's been some time. You still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April. And you met someone, your dad says he's okay. Well, I've never been better, things are going my way. Hey, I sleep like a bed.
met somebody too. She's a model out in L.A. and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, say I miss you, but you know I never lied. Yeah, I've never been better. Things are going my way, hey. I sleep like a baby. I never show up late for work. But I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. But I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. I wish I could say I miss you. Oh, but you know I never lie.
New Country Evenings. It's the Casey Clark Show.
New Country.
New Country 93.5.